Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The latest celebrity to have double duty on SNL, and Starbucks issues an apology after calls to boycott. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Has anyone seen Chris Brown? He's missing.
Wiki has your sports.
And it is great to be a Boston sports fan.
But first, it is Marathon Monday. It is going to rain all day long. So there'll be an estimated 30,000 runners participating from the United States, 96 different countries. City officials are urging spectators, please leave your cars at home. Use public transportation. Just a reminder, the Tease Copley Station will be closed all day. Authorities are also asking you to leave backpacks and coolers at home, as well as any large blankets, weapons, masks that cover your face, glass containers. The first batch of runners departs at 8:40 a.m. and the final wave leaves at 11:15. And
will feature Nicole Torres. I like to call her the crap in the back. I told her, I said, you're leaving with all the crap in the back.
That is not.
There is no way you're crap if you're running the Boston Marathon, no matter what you're doing.
Why do they do that, though? Like, why do they put them like, so there's like, see, I always thought everybody had a legitimate chance to win.
No, you can't. If you send out 30,000 people at the same time, people will be tripping over each other.
Put that people over.
Yeah, because everyone will do that thing where it's like, everyone always says, I'll just run as fast as I can just so I can get on camera in the beginning. But that ruins it for like the elite people that are actually seriously running the race.
But you jockey for position. It's like any street race when you were younger, right? Hey, jockey for that position. The first, 100 yards. I think now, like for your wife, I think it's doing her a disservice. Who knows? She could have won the marathon.
I know. She couldn't. No chance.
It was announced that former First Lady Barbara Bush is in failing health and will not seek any additional medical treatment. This follows a series of recent hospitalizations, and she'll now focus on comfort care. Barbara Bush is 92 years old. Donald Glover doing double duty on SNL on May 5th. He'll be hosting the show, and Childish Gambino will be the musical guest. And he joins Drake, J-Lo, and Justin Timberlake as some of the artists who did double duty on the show. And I'm sure you all saw this, but there was a call for a boycott of Starbucks over the weekend after a video went viral. So two black men went into a Starbucks in downtown Philadelphia. They were sitting there for a long time, asked to use the restroom, but hadn't bought anything, so an employee refused. They were eventually asked to leave, and when they declined, an employee called police. They ended up getting arrested on suspicion of trespassing, being taken out in handcuffs, and they did end up being released. And then now the CEO of the company issued an apology, released a statement calling the situation a reprehensible outcome, and he is hoping to meet them in person for a face-to-face apology.
Weren't they waiting on one of their friends to come?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And the friend showed up as they were getting arrested and leaving.
Oh, my God. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Okay, the weekend went from crying over Selena Gomez to making out with Bella Hadid in a matter of minutes. Now, I have to say, I've been calling this, although I did call that weekend and Selena Gomez were going to stay together, which they did not. However, I knew he and Bella were getting back together. I knew it. He performed at Coachella. During his song about Selena Gomez, Call Out My Name, he broke down and started crying. I was watching it live. It was very emotional. And then later that night, he was spotted at an after party making out with Bella Hadid. And word is they have been talking for a while, about the last month or so. He wants her back, but he is dating other people and not sure if he wants to be exclusive. And of course, Bella wants to be exclusive, but her guard is up completely because of what he did to her. So we'll see what happens with that. It's over for John Cena and Nikki Bella. Now, they've been dating for 6 years. Now, he proposed to her last year at WrestleMania 33, but they've been at odds. If you've been following their relationship, now he's been saying he doesn't want to get married. He doesn't want to have kids. She, of course, wants both. And that's been kind of like their entire relationship. Now, no word on what the reason was for the split, but she just had her bachelorette party last month in Paris. So this was kind of like a fast decision. John Cena posted a meme that said, worst day ever. And they did release a joint statement saying, we continue to have, it was one of those basic ones. We have a great deal of love and respect for each other. Please respect our privacy at this time.
I knew it was never going to work. He didn't want her. He made her sign a paper when she moved in his house. He told her he didn't want to get married. Mm-hmm. He told her he didn't want. The only reason he did it was because her twin sister was out there getting married and having kids.
Right.
And putting the pressure on him.
Although, that they have their show, the Bella Twins.
Yeah.
And it's coming back.
Total Divas, right?
So it's, I don't know if it's.
Total Bellas.
Yeah, Total Bellas. I was going to say.
I mean, I heard that's what it's called.
It's different. Yeah. But do you think this might be publicity for the show?
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think he. even when they were together at their height, it seemed like he was treating it more like a business, like partnership.
Depends
as opposed
on
to
how much of this is on their show.
Definitely, because they keep showing trailers for it, and they show the two of them discussing, you know, saying how he still doesn't want to have kids and this and that, and it looks like there's tension, so they will address it. But and Chris Brown is butthurt over his ex Carucci. You know, she's moved on. She's dating NFL player Victor Cruz, and she posted a picture of the two of them kissing in a pool. Chris Brown commented with the man walking away emoji next to the emoji of like a couple in love. And fans saw the comment and started harassing him to the point where he deleted his Instagram.
Oh, Chris Brown is gone.
He is no longer on Instagram. And he's still butthurt over his ex. Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, the Bruins, they lead this series 2-0. Game 3 is tonight, 7 p.m. against Toronto. So far it hasn't really been a series. The Bruins have just basically handled the Maple Leafs in the first two games. So should be a good one tonight. Red Sox, they beat Baltimore 3-1 yesterday. Chris Sale went 5 innings, 8 Ks. They improved to 13-2. These Red Sox are on fire. Today's game is postponed due to the weather, so there'll be no Red Sox game today. And the Celtics beat the Bucks 113-107 in overtime yesterday.
Great game.
Yes. They almost had they had four players score 20 or more points. Almost had five. Jason Tatum ended the game with 19 points. So the Celtics team, you know, it was a tough series, a tough game. Milwaukee, they had a little bit of a lead. Milwaukee cut into it, so I think they'll be able to win this series. They just need guys to play like this night in and night out, but looks good for the Celtics to see if they get through this first round of the playoffs and see what they end up in round two. And that is your sports.
Well, good luck, runners. Rainy and windy today for Marathon Monday. 50 for your high. Same tonight, 42 for your low. And it'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow, 50 for your high. 36 degrees right now. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. Online at SullivanTire.com.